Daniels, St. Helena, California, November 23, 1910. Elder Daniels. Dear Brother Daniels, I have learned through W.C. White that you have been very sick. I am more sorry than I can express to hear of your illness. I had written you some things in the line of cautions regarding your health, but before I sent them, the word came that you were sick. I had feared this because the representation was given me that, unless you had excellent counselors, faithful, experienced men, as soon as you began the work in the cities, you would be borne down as a cart beneath sheaves. Unless sanctified judgment is used by those who take up the work that the Lord has pointed out must be done in the neglected cities, the magnitude of the work will be revealed in so marked a manner that the ones taking up the work in earnest will be overwhelmed. There is a great work now to be done in our cities, and where are the workers to unite in carrying the burden, so that the life of no one worker shall be endangered? This work has for years been left undone. Had it been taken up energetically 20 years ago, and carried forward with earnestness and simplicity, many more able men and women would have been converted to the truth and would have entered the work using all their capabilities for its advancement. Will we now learn wisdom and make such arrangements regarding the work to be done that the lives of the workers shall not be endangered? There is so great an amount of work to be done that the help of every worker will be needed. Plans must be laid that will guard against a few laborers carrying several lines of work. The workers must share equally in the responsibilities, depending in faith upon the Lord. All who have enlisted in the Lord's army must consider the needs of the sadly neglected cities and do all in their power to advance the work. I present this before our people whenever I speak in our churches. Lessons after the Lord's order must now be given. We must seek earnestly for the knowledge that will enable us to carry on successfully this most solemn and essential work. We need strong, healthy workers placed in their order to do a special work to save souls. Young men are needed who show a firm adherence to principle, men who can see and understand how to meet the present emergencies. As we study the lessons taught of the experience of Daniel and his fellows, we are to learn to a purpose. Were these men losers by their firm adherence to the principle of self-denial? Not at all, is the hearty response. In his dealings with his servants, the Lord was working out lessons of value for us who are living in the present stage of this world's history. Will our young men diligently study these lessons from the highest standpoint? It is the duty of every gospel minister to proclaim the thrilling truths appropriate for this time. We must be as Daniel and his fellows, light bearers, gathering rays of light from heaven and shedding them abroad on those around us. The Lord calls for workers now. God and Christ are full of resources. If we will follow the Lord's directions, godliness will be shown in the plans laid to work our cities. In these large centers, let our ministers bear a message strong and clear to those who do not understand the truth. Let them patiently educate families. Let there come forth from unfeigned lips the word of warning, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew 6, verse 33. I am instructed that our plans are to enlarge and expand. Stand by your post. Faithfully discharge every known duty, large and small. Then trust in God, who sees and knows all things. As you read the Word of God, open your heart to its lessons. Enlarge your plans as you are directed by the Holy Spirit. Do not crowd in too many things at once, but move as the Lord directs, always acknowledging the grace of God. Speak of the knowledge received, and do not neglect prayer. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Matthew 7, verse 7. What special part can be taken by our institutions? What can our sanitariums and schools do to assist in this work? As we receive the grace that is rich and free, the Lord Jesus will certainly come into our schools and will be a helper to every student and teacher. He will enter our assemblies and our churches.
My brethren and sisters, are you doing God's work intelligently, reasoning from cause to effect? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Matthew 6, verse 33, and the result will be that your efforts to save sinners from the error of their ways will increase. This work must be done in hope and faith and a knowledge of the truth. Souls cost the life of the only begotten Son of God, and the first duty that we have to perform is the setting of a right example to others. We have been bought with a price, and we are to do our God-given work faithfully. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark 8, verse 36, 37. Are we looking for our Lord to come in the clouds of heaven? Satan is working with intensity of effort to gather his forces in large numbers to resist Christ's claims. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastures that feed my people, claim to feed them. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away. Jeremiah 23, verse 1, 2. Filling their minds with erroneous theories. This work has been done in the past, and at the present time, there are men whom we dare not place in positions of responsibility because they do not carry the work forward wisely. They place great confidence in their own judgment. We must educate, 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 that it is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, that God's work is to be accomplished. Zechariah 4, verse 6. One thing it becomes us all to learn, that none but a true Christian can be a finished gentleman. The Lord Jesus Christ is our example of a true Christian gentleman. To be such a gentleman means much more than we realize. We are preparing for the heavenly mansions, for a city whose builder and maker is God. We are, I am instructed to say, to be partakers of the divine nature. When we yield ourselves to be fully on the Lord's side, the Christianity in the heart will work out in true courtesy and sanctified actions. We have much to learn of Christ. When we seek first to know him, whom to know aright is life eternal, we shall make advancement in the Christian life. The charge is given us, ye are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Shall we accept the responsibility? We are not half awake. We are in need of clear spiritual eyesight. Ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that, though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, might be rich. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. Our Redeemer came to this world in poverty. For our sake, the Son of the infinite God became poor. Poverty is no disgrace. Christ, who was rich in power and the Holy Spirit, laid aside his riches in order to come to this world as a poor man and work out salvation for us. Lucifer, who was determined to have Christ's place in the heavenly courts, lost his glorious position and was exiled to this world. In contrast to this,
Christ laid aside his royal robe and kingly crown, and came to this world to stand at the head of humanity as man's savior. He transferred his home to the world occupied by fallen human beings. But his character and his relationship to God were unchanged. He came to this world to stand the test that Satan refused to stand. He took humanity with all its varied humiliations, and he endured all the temptations wherewith man is beset, and came forth with his excellence of character unmarred by the slightest taint of sin. Not once did he swerve from his allegiance to his Father. He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Such is our mediator, who in this world lived a pattern life for every soul. Many glory in their property, in their fine houses. When these men are tested, as they will be, how will they stand the test? There are many who frame perils for themselves, making their own temptations, imperiling their lives in various experiments, forgetful of God, the giver of life. Christ gave his life to redeem all who will repent. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Jeremiah 23, verse 5, 6.